I know a lot about dating because I watch a lot of dates. That sounds creepy. I host a dating show. So I've learned a lot about men and women and their interactions. And one important thing that I've learned is that when you like someone and you want to impress them, what do? You lie. You have to. Because if people knew how weird you were in your off time, no one would have you. Guy says to you, what do you like to do for fun? Girls, you can't be honest. You can't be honest about that shit. You can't be honest about what you were doing 10 minutes before you came to the door. You have to lie. What do you like to do for fun? You can't tell him. You can't be like, I really enjoy choreographing naked cheerleading routines to old Britney Spears CDs, and then I Google a bunch of hentai porn, masturbate, don't wash my hands, Facebook stalk my ex-boyfriend and his ex-girlfriends, jot down their place of employment for future reference, and then I go bake some cookies, and then I mouth kiss my dog and promise her that one day she'll be my wife. You can't say that. 9 times out of 10, guy asks a girl, what do you like to do for fun? The girl's answer will be, hiking. I love hiking. I do. I love hiking. I do. Hiking's... I love hiking. I do. I love it. I love hiking. No, you don't. Stop lying. You don't like... Really, Stacy? You like hiking? Where are your trail spikes? Where's your walking stick? Where's your lesbian mountain partner? You don't like hiking. You don't even know what hiking is. Most modern girls don't really know what hiking is, okay? To the average girl, hiking is you wake up whenever you want, you put on Lululemon yoga pants because they make your butt look unreasonably good, as they should for $800 fucking. And you go for a walk in the park with your best friend and complain about how hungover you are. That's hiking. Yeah, I do it too. I promise you this, girls, it's not a sport if you can drink a Starbucks and have a pita while you're doing it.
Do you want a piece of pita? Hiking.
But there's a method to our madness. There's a reason women say hiking. We say hiking because we think guys like hiking. That's why we're doing it. We'll be outside where the bugs are. No. I think you like that. We're taught to believe that men are outdoorsy and rugged and they like nature. As far as we're concerned, you're the closest thing we know to a bear. So we say hiking, hoping to have something in common with you. We honestly say hiking, hoping that you'll be like, you like hiking? I like hiking. Marry me. It's the easiest thing you can say that you do. It's one of the only outdoor activities that you can lie and say that you do it, having never done it before, and then do it and pull it off because it's walking. You can't pull that off. You shouldn't be mating with anyone. Most outdoor activities require a decent amount of skill. For example, you can't say you like rock climbing if you've never been rock climbing. I mean, you can, but I promise you this, you're gonna go, you're gonna slip, you're gonna get your hand caught in a rock, 127 hours later. Stump's not getting you a second date, I promise you that. I don't know if girls want to hear this, but the truth is 90% of the activities that women engage in revolve around getting a guy's attention, okay? And it's just the way we're built biologically. This is just something we do. We love to get your attention. It's part of the sport of it, all right? You think I go to a sports bar because I like warm beer and sticky bar stools? No, I go because there's guys there. You think I do a pub crawl every year because I like it when my liver hurts? No, I go because there's guys there. We don't wear heels for our circulation. We do it to prop up our butt so you'll look at me and want to mate with me. That's why we do it. This isn't a fucking game. All right? This isn't a push-up bra, it's body armor. And this ain't makeup, sweetheart, it's war paint. Let's make a baby. If you work for an airline, I hate you. Okay? I hate you. And I don't want to hear, no, my cousin Sheila's a real sweetheart. She works for Southwest. Fuck your cousin Sheila. All right? Your cousin Sheila's a goddamn bitch, and I'll tell you something else. The only reason people work for airlines is because the Nazi party is no longer hiring. I don't have an issue, thank you. I don't have an issue with flying. My issue is with the boarding of the plane. Has anyone else here ever had the misfortune of being stuck in boarding zone 4? Like, that's when you have a seat, you have a ticket because you're holding it, but you're so low on the food chain, it pretty much goes like first class, luggage, terrorist, maybe you. And they take such painstaking care to board zones 1 through 3. And if you don't fly that airline often enough, you are SOL in terms of getting on that plane, because they are boarding groups of people that you didn't even know you could apply to be part of. We're gonna start boarding flight 556 to Dallas-Fort Worth. We're gonna start boarding zone 1. These are our first class passengers, our first members, our gold members, our golden shower members. There you go. This way. Our golden eagle members, our eagle face members. If you have an eagle face instead of a person face because you lost your face in some sort of horrible holiday turkey deep fry accident, you didn't have enough butt fat to get a nose grafted onto your face, so you had to borrow one from an eagle, so now you have a beak and you like to eat mice, you can get on the plane. Boarding zone 2. These are our silver members, our silver star members, our silver surfer members. Anybody likes comic books? You're a fucking nerd. You can sit in the back of the plane. Silver hair, if you're old, hurry the fuck up. Silver spoons, if you like Ricky Schroeder, 80s TV shows, you were born really well, then you can get on the plane. Silver bullet summer, no ma'am, you cannot bring your Coors Light up in this bitch. Boarding zone 3. These are our... These are our copper members, our copper star members, our copper topper members. Anybody using a Duracell operative device? I don't give a shit if it's a pacemaker. You turn that off for takeoff. Copperhead, if you have a copperhead snake as a pet, instead of a normal goddamn pet like a dog or a cat, you're like, fuck it, I'm gonna get me a snake. Yeah, fuck you, Dad, I'm not going to law school. I'm gonna go to art school online and learn how to draw dragons and manage a Hot Topic in my spare time. I love my snake. I'm bringing her to Thanksgiving. Her name is Judy, wearing snake glove. I love her so much, don't touch me, Mom. You can get on the plane, and boarding's on 4. You can go fuck yourself. Now boarding all zones. I spend a lot of time traveling, spend a lot of time in hotels, and as a result of it, I watch a lot of TV. And I think the saddest commercial out there has to be the SPCA Sarah McLachlan ad. Seen it? With the fucked up animals? Can I tell you a secret about this commercial? It knows when you're alone. Do you ever notice it only comes on when you're by yourself, maybe you're drunk, you're vulnerable, right? So in honor of that commercial, I have a treat for you guys. This is my cat. And I adopted her, and sometimes when you adopt an animal, you don't know their backstory. So for Blanche, I made one up. In my house, we pretend that Blanche used to be a dog prostitute. Which makes sense because, as you can tell, she's a little sad behind the eyes. But she clearly has no problem with you staring at her dog vagina. Make it rain. Shake it for the money. So in honor of that commercial, she and I are now going to do our rendition of it for you. Here we go. My dog is so cute, I want to hurt her. Do you ever get that way? When something is so cute, it makes you angry. I just want to rip its nose. You ever get that way when something is so cute, you don't know if you can trust yourself around it? I used to get that way with my Nana. She's like this tall. And you ever hug your grandparent? You're like, oh my God, push you down the stairs. You ever feel that way? You ever feel the urge? Just what if I just, like, hypothetically. Sometimes I get that way around garbage disposals. You ever just put your hand in just to feel the fear? You reach the other hand over. You don't touch the switch, but you hover around. You're like, what if I just... No! What is it? I don't do that either. It was just a joke. Sometimes you get that way with cute things, like babies. Sometimes babies are so cute. Sometimes babies are not so cute. But sometimes babies are so cute. And a fat little baby cheek. You just want to rip his cheek off. But you can't because you won't be allowed around the baby anymore. That's for goddamn sure. Never order a lobster on a date. The lobster is the most expensive thing on the menu, okay? So just know that if you order and consume a lobster, you have to touch your date's wiener. You have to, okay? It's like a sexual contract from the sea. It's binding. Now, keep in mind, he wants you to get the lobster. He's not gonna make you get it, but he's hoping you'll come to that conclusion on your own. So when you'll be flipping through the menu and you'll be like, I don't know what to get. Like, I'm eating fresh this week. I'm eating a lot of fresh things. That's my new thing, fresh. I'm gonna do fresh food. Lobster? Should I get the lobster? Should I crack it open on my head like an otter, eat it off my chest? Lobster? Yeah, because then it's wiener time this Sunday at Vagina. Here's how it's gonna go down, okay? You're gonna be making out later. And now, guys, this is for you to know. Just so you know, as girls, we like to make out with you when we first meet you. We like to make out with you a couple times and then leave right when you think we're gonna sleep with you, okay? We do it to make sure that you like us, but if you wanna know the truth, they teach us this shit in high school. While you're off building a birdhouse in shop class, we were off learning how to be annoying. Here's how it happens. You're gonna be making out. And you'll notice that when a girl makes out with you and leaves you, we always leave in a very sweet way because we want you to have a nice impression of us for later, right? So it's always like, okay, well, I gotta go, bye. Bye, I like you too, stop it. It's always very sweet, right? I've gone as far as to sometimes bring a little thing of vanilla body spray, and when he gets up to go to the bathroom, I spray it on his pillow. That way later when he texts me, he's like, oh my God, my pillow still smells like you. I'm like, that's amazing. Why? You can get creative with it. You can take a handful of glitter on your date, and then after you're leaving, just be like, okay, I gotta go. Bye. You bring a smoke bomb, and then like still be standing there because you don't know magic. Girls always leave in a sweet way. We never leave in a huff. It's never like, well, I got mine. Eat my shit later, fucktard. Never doing that. So we're gonna be making out later. And here's how it's gonna go. We're gonna be making out, okay? So this is making out. Okay. I'm 12. This is making out looks like. And the guy's gonna be like, oh, I like making out with you so much. I like making out with you. Tonight was so fun. It was really fun. You're so hot.
I know.
This is so fun. I really like you. You're so pretty.
I know. This is great. I am pretty.
Oh, I like you a lot. So you wanna keep going? Girls, that's your cue.
All right, well, I gotta go.
What?
I gotta go. Bye. Later.
And the guy is gonna try to get you to stay, right? As he should. You can't just walk out of a spider's web. You really gonna go? Come on, Amber. You really gonna go? You really gonna go? Really gonna go? Really gonna go? You're just gonna go? Huh? You're just gonna leave it like this? I'm sorry, were we in the middle of open heart surgery? I'm pretty sure you're fine. Yeah. I'm not a doctor per se, but I'm fairly confident that blood will return to your system. Walk it off, champ.